Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're recording live at the Florida Chiropractic Association Annual Convention in Orlando, Florida, and it's great to be here because we get a chance to meet key clinicians, we get a chance to meet key influencers, thought leaders, and people who advance innovation in chiropractic care. And I have to say, it's exciting to be here with our next speaker because we've been able to talk to interesting authors, we've been able to talk to interesting scientists, we've been able to talk to interesting practitioners and writers, but not all in one. And so with us today, it's really great to have her, Dr. Heidi Horvick, who is a chiropractor from New Zealand, but also has a doctorate in neurophysiology. She's a world-class and award-winning author, scientist, clinician, writer. So it's like fantastic. Heidi, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, John. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your journey. You know, you have a very unique degree, but they're so complementary to each other. You know, a degree in neurophysiology and chiropractic, it's kind of like the science and the application.
Well, I continued with the science after becoming a chiropractor. Yeah. Because we didn't really have good explanations for how it worked.
Uh-huh.
So I knew it worked. I mean, I had no issues there. But I wanted to understand how could the spine impact health to such a degree, to such a large degree for some people. So I continued and did my PhD in human neurophysiology at Auckland University.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to study under a professor who was also a chiropractor and a woman and a mother and a clinician.
Yeah, right.
So I actually got to study what I really wanted to study, which is, you know, how does chiropractic care affect brain function?
Right, right.
So it's been a really interesting journey.
Yeah fantastic. Yeah. So you're on faculty now and director of research at the New Zealand College of Chiropractic.
I am. So
you have your own research institute center.
We have a Center for Chiropractic Research at the New Zealand College of Chiropractic, located in Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah. Fantastic. So you have an interesting background in chiropractic. So you have a family history or involvement in chiropractic.
I do, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
My great-grandfather, on my mother's side, the New Zealand family, he was one of the first 1,000 chiropractors ever to graduate from Palmer College of Chiropractic.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah. And my other half of my family is Norwegian and medical doctors, starting up, you know, one of the Norway's oldest rehabilitation centers, which back then actually was a real sort of health farm.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Really interesting.
So your research and recent research have been really not only thought provocative, but also so insightful as to provide the evidence base that's so important these days in healthcare and in chiropractic. So tell us a little bit about your key findings and why that's so important.
Well, what we've discovered, which has been really, really interesting, John, because it's been a little twist to the original theories, to what we actually thought, the way we thought chiropractic worked. What we found is when the spine isn't working properly, it actually makes it harder for the brain to perceive what's going on accurately in the body and the world around you. Mm-hmm. Like, we've even shown that people with spinal dysfunction, their brains don't as accurately interpret what you see and hear. It's quite remarkable, right? We didn't realize that. The advances in our understanding of how the brain works has been quite tremendous over the last 10, 20 years as well. And then what we've shown again over the last 20 years is when we've adjusted the spine, when chiropractors adjust these dysfunctional parts of the spine, it improves the brain's accuracy with which it is aware of what's going on in the body and the world around it. So it seems to be able to function better or more efficiently.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's the signals from the spine that then go up to the frontal motor cortex that then enhances its signaling and control.
It's actually the communication from the little muscles closest to the spine and skull that seem to be really, really important for how the prefrontal cortex in particular and the cerebellum, the two parts of the brain, a bit like the director of an orchestra.
Right.
And that's
right.
These parts of the brain, which is why it makes so much sense then that patients under chiropractic care can have all kinds of changes.
Right, right.
We can't necessarily predict it as chiropractors, but you know, you can have all these remarkable changes because now we understand, because we're affecting these two really important parts of the brain.
Right. Right. So is it less about the subluxation and more about the adjustment, kind of fixing the nervous system network?
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know if we can actually say one way or the other, because in all our work, we've always adjusted the subluxated areas, these areas of the spine that aren't moving properly. So I don't know if you randomly manipulate the spine, if you could actually get the same results that we've been seeing over the last 20 years.
Right.
So there's so much more we actually need to do.
Right.
But we do know then that, you know, if you have spinal dysfunction, you know, if you call it a subluxation or not, it does seem to impact the brain's accuracy with which it can perceive what's going on.
Right.
And when we adjust them, we know we have this effect. But I don't know if it matters, you know, whether right. you randomly manipulate the spine somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
We fantastic. Don't know yet. Yeah.
You know, there was at least one presentation here at this conference that yeah. actually used some of the same technology or techniques that you use, using EEG and EMG.
Yep.
And they looked at nutrition intervention
wow.
on the perception of pain and what happened to the prefrontal
cortex. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they found that in particular with the addition of hemp oil
yeah.
with specialized pro-resolving mediators from omega-3s, that they were able to improve the signaling of the motor cortex.
Well, there are a lot of nutritional factors that actually come into the brain's ability to be plastic,
yeah.
to change and adapt.
Right.
It's not just something that chiropractic would actually influence.
Yeah.
We know exercise influences being able to sleep properly,
right.
having you know a good amount of sleep, deep sleep.
Right.
So there's many things that have this pro-health effect on the
right.
body. Yeah.
Right. So what excites you most about these findings? It's been really innovative insight that actually is strengthening and enhancing chiropractic. But what's the take-home message for our practitioners? So you were able to describe what's happening. Is there a clinical application that they should be aware of now or more confident about in using the technique?
Well, it's showing that our effect on the central nervous system is more profound than we realized.
Yeah.
Like say one of our studies where we were showing increases in strength, it's not like we're making people magically stronger, but we're
right.
enabling their brain to more efficiently produce force.
Right.
And the degree to which that can happen after a single adjustment session was equivalent to another group's, really good neuroscience group's research findings after 3 weeks of strength training.
Uh-huh.
So you start thinking about the profound effect that we actually
right.
have. One single adjustment session
right.
has the equivalent effect on the central nervous
wow.
system as 3 weeks of strength training.
Wow.
That's quite a big deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm if anything, I think that I can... We're finally starting to understand what you see in practice every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
that's what's quite exciting
right,
to
right.
me.
I've kind of take yeah. the empirical evidence and made it with you yeah. know, really great scientific insights.
And it opens up a lot of opportunities for us as a profession
yeah.
because all of a sudden we're showing that we're helping the cortex function more
right.
Efficiently. And so that opens up to these non-chiropractic neuroscientists that we're working with. They're sort of turning around saying, well, how do you now need to look at stroke populations that have lost their cortical ability to activate their muscles? You know, what about other cortical problems, you know,
right.
what can you make a difference and maybe improve function in Alzheimer's
right.
populations, Parkinson's
right.
populations,
right.
Huntington's populations.
Awesome.
And we're sitting
right.
there going,
yeah, the sky's the limit here.
Let's test it out.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Any insights yet, or is it still too early in your research pathway to make suggestions on, you know, should people have more than one adjustment a week? You know, anything on... Yeah.
We don't.
Course of care.
We really don't know that yet. There's some really interesting studies coming out of Mitch Haas's lab,
uh-huh.
where he's shown in both headache populations and low back pain populations that the more often the patient was actually adjusted per week
right.
over a 6 week period, had quite a dramatic improvement.
Right.
Particularly the headache group, the low back pain, it sort of teetered out two
yeah.
to three times a week was sort of almost equivalent.
Right.
But with the headache, it was almost a straight line. Three times a week was better than twice a week. Twice
right.
a week was better than once a week. Once a week was, but there was like no stopping that one.
Yeah,
so it's
wow.
like, well, what about four times a week?
Yeah.
What about five times a week?
Right.
You know, like it's, and then again, what about longer periods of care? So
yeah.
we're sort of only just starting to get into it ourselves, looking at these neurophysiological changes, these
right.
neuroplastic changes,
right.
particularly the ones in the prefrontal cortex. I mean, do they again have a clinical benefit
yeah.
to patients?
Right. Right.
Like we're just looking at the effects of the adjustment,
right.
but what does it actually mean to patients?
Right, right.
And are they actually, because if you start looking at the connections with the prefrontal cortex and health, it's tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Because prefrontal cortex is involved in our anti-inflammatory system, controlling our limbic system, emotional control, immune system control, autonomic nervous system. So there's
right,
suddenly
right.
like these, you know, massive opportunities.
Yeah. What about in the area, you know, now a couple other presentations at this meeting too were discussing neuroplasticity,
yep.
things like that. And then, you know, with the... problem in America, at least probably around the world, is the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
And so pain management. Do you think there's an opportunity to demonstrate the benefits of chiropractic with your
yes,
methods?
Because what's also quite interesting about, say again, the prefrontal cortex that we've shown quite consistently that we can change,
yeah.
The prefrontal cortex is involved in pain processing or the actual feeling of pain. Because we
right.
we know a lot of people in chronic pain that it's actually a brain problem. It's a it's
right,
their
right.
brain that needs to be addressed. So I think we're actually affecting it by affecting the prefrontal cortex. And that prefrontal cortex is also really, really important for being able to avoid
right.
bad habits
right.
and addictions.
Right.
So it's actually important. If you need a switched on prefrontal cortex
right.
to be able to not, not fall to your addictive behaviors.
Yeah, amazing. You know, in the United States, the Center for Disease Control recently did a report talking about the problem of opioids and the crisis.
Yep.
And then they listed the top seven treatment modalities that consumers and the population are going to seek relief of pain and to get away from opioids. And chiropractic care was in one of those top seven treatment modalities.
Yes.
And so with the data that you just described, or the insight that you just described, there's like strong evidence to suggest that,
there's studies, cross-sectional studies, that have shown that people that are actually managed by a chiropractor have 85% less medication use.
Wow.
And there's a study very recently come out with opioids, specifically opioid drug medication for pain,
right.
And it's a 50% decrease in opioid use if you're managed by a chiropractor.
Fantastic.
So, it's got to be the thing to go with.
This is so exciting. So, you're an author, best-selling New York Times best-selling book called The Reality Check, which talks about the benefits of chiropractic.
Yeah, well, we realized that the neuroscience that we've been doing over the last 20 years, it's a bit complicated. Yeah. So we needed to just translate it into normal lay language.
Right.
So I wrote The Reality Check, and that's literally a quest to understand chiropractic from the inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got a great website if people are interested in more resources, because we've learned then that we need to translate more than just our work.
Yeah.
So we started to translate a whole lot of different research, like the opioid crisis, like...
Right. Yeah. So is that all?
It's all in the book? therealitycheck.com. Right. So we have a website.
Great,
yeah, therealitycheck.com.
Awesome. Right. So as a scientist trying to influence clinical practice, you must just be so excited about the new science. So what's next?
Oh, we've got so many studies on the go, you have no idea. We've got collaborations with some incredible neuroscientists, biomechanists around the planet. So we're working with people in the UK and France, in Turkey and Denmark.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've got so many studies on the go now. I don't stand still, really. Oh, if I'm not on a conference presenting on our work, I'm in a different country, you know, collaborating with understanding even more. Because we still need to look at, well, does technique matter? Does skill level matter?
Right.
You know, otherwise, why are we training our students for 5 years, right? If skill doesn't matter, I'm assuming skill matters. But, it's stuff you got to check it out.
Right. So what's your travel schedule like? I know that you were on the West Coast last week. Where to after Florida?
I think this year, 2019, my husband and I are going to be on the road for 8 months in total.
Wow. You break that up like a month at a time and a month home?
Yeah, but month or two at a time.
Right.
Yeah, we're in the States, up in Europe, back again, Australasia. Yeah.
So here's a $64 question for you. Does chiropractic adjustment help with jet lag?
Well, I wish my husband was a chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. Does he at least give you a good massage?
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, great. It's really been fantastic talking to Dr. Horvick today at the Florida Chiropractic Association annual meeting. She gave a talk this morning. I think you're headed to another talk. We're going to have to let you go.
Thanks,
but again, this has been the Holistic Matters podcast, the podcast designed to help you become the you that nature intended. And clearly, here's a great example with one of the leading experts and thought leaders in chiropractic and in neurophysiology. Dr. Horvick, thanks very much.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here. Great.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.